got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
This might be a long shot.
Love it.
But when have you accidentally clogged someone else's toilet? Not me.
Sure it is, mate.
I was telling some of I went to lunch with my family yesterday, and I was hanging out with them, and I was telling them about, so Ryan Seacrest was on a podcast last week, and he was talking about Kris Jenner. So Ryan Seacrest is a part of the whole Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like why the show started.
Okay.
He was one of the, you know, people who, you know,
big entertainment reporter, if you don't know the name.
Absolutely. So he hangs out at the Kardashians' house quite a lot. He was at Kris Jenner's house once, clogged her toilet, panicked, and just left.
Oh, because it's all about planning. Like, if you can avoid doing a number two anywhere outside of your own home or work, you've really won the day.
Yeah.
Anywhere outside of that, that's a point against your name.
Yeah. So I was telling this story because I thought this is hilarious. Like, imagine just rocking up to someone's house party.
Let alone a celebrity like
Kris Jenner. Yeah, like Kris Jenner's house. You can't say anything. You have to just leave.
Well, I imagine they have 14 bathrooms, so I think that'd be fine.
Well, one of my cousins was like, I've done that. And I went, wait a second. And it turned out when she started dating her partner, she went to his house. He was still living at home with his family. And she clogged their upstairs toilet. And
upstairs? I don't know why. Now, I'm no plumber. That sounds worse than the downstairs bathroom. So
she started to panic because they'd only been dating like a few months.
And all you do, you just panic flush.
Yeah.
You just wait 30 seconds and flush again.
And she said it kept rising every time she flushed.
Hey.
And so she had to go out and tell her boyfriend. She was like, hey, I've done this. And he went and grabbed his dad and he pretended it was him.
Such
to save
a gentleman.
Face. He was like, Dad, I've clogged the toilet. And his dad went in there with a plunger and was like, oh my God.
What have you eaten?
This is horrible. It makes it so much worse. So.
I would not do that for my wife. I love my wife. But I'll be like, come and see what my wife's done. Look at this.
We may not get a call.
I'd love it. I'd love it to have
52232955.
Dylan's giving us a call because you're right, Jess. It just happens sometimes and you panic flush and the water keeps on rising.
Yes, Dylan, this happened to you when you were just 12.
Yes, it did, Jess.
Okay, tell us, Dylan, where were you? How did it happen? Well, I know how it happened, but what happened after you figured out the clock?
So I was doing a sleepover at my nan's place. And I had to go to the toilet. I was busting. I went to the toilet and I may have used a fair bit too much toilet paper. And then water started rising, poop and everything was rising.
Oh,
I just yelled out, Grandma, there's brown stuff on the floor.
Oh, it got to the floor, Dylan.
Now, Dylan, is this become like a law in your family?
Don't
like,
put it at Nan's.
Is everyone bring it up every time you're at Nan's?
No, not anymore. They used to. It got brought up on the 18th.
That's a rough story to be brought up at the 18th.
That's a tough one, Dylan. All right, Daniel from Noor Lane. Now, this didn't happen to you, but you have a story about someone clogging a toilet. Is that right?
Yeah, so I read online about a woman who went on a date with a man. Went back to his place, clogged the toilet, and then she kind of, I guess, fished it out with whatever, I don't know. Decided to blame it on the cat and put it in the litter tray. But it turns out the cat had passed away a week or two before.
Daniel, that cannot be real!
In the break, I looked it up. It was actually in a newspaper from the US.
Oh, my God!
Mittens is back. Back with a kabang. Oh.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Jess, I know we were just talking about classic English idioms and sayings.
Mm-hmm.
That thing you always say, fashion is cynical.
Cyclical.
It's cynical and... there is a fashion trend at the moment that's kind of making a comeback.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely probably more common for females. I hate to stereotype, but
okay.
I just have to be honest about it. Apparently, ballet flats
oh.
are back.
Yes, please.
And
yes.
But doctors are saying, hey, What's the one for feet? Pediatricians or podiatrists?
Podiatrists.
Okay.
I suppose a pediatrician could be a foot dogger for babies.
Okay, so. All right. Well, the podiatrists coming out and saying, no, let's not let this fashion trend be cyclical because they're bad for your feet now just like they were when they were popular.
I just want to put out a warning. As someone who lived through the first round of ballet flats, because they were huge when I was like, you know, graduating high school and well into my uni. Yeah.
Okay.
They were really big, like 2010 to 2012 is pretty much their height of their popularity. As someone who lived through that the first time, don't. Don't do it. Because they stink. They stink so bad.
So a pediatrician, I don't care. A podiatrist has said essentially they are one of the worst piece of footwear in the biz. Crocs, great. What are those other ones that aren't Crocs that your fiancé wears?
Oh, my...
Smorgies?
Smorgies?
I don't know. What are they?
Archies. If my fiancé could wear smorgies, I bet he would. He would.
I'm close enough, but not good enough today. That's what I'm figuring out.
Yeah, look, people make fun of me for wearing my orthopedic thongs, Tim, but my feet have never been better.
I think we need to get to a better point with fashion, with protecting our feet.
Sure.
And what they look like. Because, like, no offense, Skechers, you're not doing it.
Sure.
What are those other ones? The Humbies?
Humbies? What are you talking about?
The girl from work wore them when she got plantar fasciitis. Hockers. Oh, my God. I'm not doing this on purpose. Hockers, not Humbies.
Hockers or Hokers. I don't know how you're supposed to say it, but not Humbies. I know that's not right.
So there you go. If you're thinking about maybe getting some ballet flats, don't.
Don't.
Every podiatrist and pediatrician will say don't.
Make sure you put foot powder in them because trust me. Trust me. From one girl to another, you need it. Whistling the way home.
Listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And Jess, we love having a good laugh on the radio show.
And if you enjoy a good laugh, then a good laugh's about to make his way through town.
Yep. Ivan Aristigueta, thank you very much for coming on the show. You're going to be in town on the 20th of October at the Potato Shed. You must be very excited. The Potato Shed must have been on the bucket list for you to perform, mate.
I love potatoes. Like, there's no better place. I always thought Sydney Opera House, potato shed.
Okay, good. The big two.
A disappointing lack of potatoes at the Potato Shed. I will just set that up for you. but you are doing a bit of a tour at the moment. You're heading to some of the bigger kind of regional areas in Australia. How do you find regional crowds compared to like a Melbourne International Comedy Festival? Because, you know, your show has been, you know, it was nominated for Most Outstanding Show at the Comedy Festival. So I imagine you got some big crowds there. Like, what are you expecting in regional areas?
Regional Australia is lovely. It's actually better. There's this sense of gratefulness. Like, there's not many people going to regional areas to do shows. So it's like, thank you for coming here. And they actually enjoy the comedy instead of a judgy comedy that I've seen too much comedy all year. And they're like, we're here to judge you. We're not here to have a good time. So that's the Sydney and the Melbourne audiences. And then you go smaller places and they're like, oh, thank you. We're here to have fun and laugh. We're not here to judge you. And it's a lot better. I enjoy more regional Australia.
Ivan, now I'm going to paraphrase, and these are definitely not my words. These are words that are written by your team as well. This happy immigrant has just become one of us. Your show's called Citizen. So you're an Australian citizen now. How long have you been living in Australia and how long's the process to becoming fair dinkum, rigidage, true blue Aussie been in the line for?
I've been living in Australia for 11 years. And the process, well, I started as an immigrant with a regional visa, so I moved to Adelaide. I had to apply for either Adelaide or Canberra. And I think I made the right choice.
Yes, you definitely did. Absolutely. I was about to apologize to you for having to live in Adelaide, but no, out of the two, definitely a better choice.
Yeah. So I lived there for 3 years. Then I got divorced and I didn't want to stay in Adelaide because everything reminded me of the terrible times that I had through divorce. So for 3 years, I traveled. I went on the road. I didn't pay any rent. I was a meandering comedian all over Australia, staying with friends and couch surfing. For 3 years, then I thought, Well, I love to cook, and I haven't bought a big bottle of olive oil in a long time. I better move to my own place. So I bought a big can, you know, the big tin of olive oil, the big one.
Yeah, that's like a commitment.
It's very
you plan on being in that commitment. Place for at least 6 months.
Yes. So I moved to Melbourne, and I wanted to know all the yes and the nays of Australia.
How are you going with all the yes and the nays? What were when you moved from Venezuela, what were some of the things that stood out in Australian culture that you thought, well, crikey, this is a little bit different?
Oh, let's start with holidays for no reason.
We do love a public holiday.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
And I, as a comedian, I love them because, you know, like Melbourne Cup and Grand Final, all these holidays is where comedians work the most for corporate shows. So thank you. Bring more holidays, Australia. I need to work more. I have a mortgage.
We've got Geelong Cup coming up.
Yeah, you can take Geelong Cup off if you want. That's next Wednesday.
That'll be great. I can go there. And if anyone needs an entertainer for your corporate show in Geelong Cup, just give me a call or go to ivancomedy.com.au. Another thing about cricket has been a great mystery for me. Because most games, they're very easy to understand. Most sports, it's just you put the ball on the other side and just stop the other team from putting the ball on your side. Like all the footballs, like all the AFL and rugby and soccer and gridiron and even hockey, basketball, volleyball, is put the ball on the other side and stop the other team from putting the ball on your side. Cricket, no. Cricket is more like finances. Cricket is... If you make an investment today, in 3 days you might get a return. That's
yeah.
That's why it's called test. That's why it's a test of your patience. It's a test of skill, Ivan.
I'm not good with my finances, and I'm not good at cricket, Ivan. I completely understand.
It's a test for the audience. It's a test. You're totally right. It's a test to see how much the audience knows about cricket, because it's so many little things. Like I didn't grow up in a place where the play cricket, so I arrived here 11 years ago, and it took me 10 years just to understand how to read the score. And it's just
speaking of your Australian citizenship, if you'll stick around for a second,
yes.
We'd really like to kind of put your Australianism, your national identity to the test.
Yeah, would you be keen for that?
Absolutely.
This man who still joins us on the phone is going to be in Geelong on the 20th, just not so far away. Ivan
yes.
Aristogeta at the Potato Shed.
You can buy tickets online now at geelongaustralia.com.au.
Ivan, we're stoked to have you stick around. Your tour is about citizenship and you becoming an Australian citizen after living and being born in Venezuela. Jess and I want to put you through your paces and give you the real official Australian citizenship test, because I'm sure you probably had to do one to become an Australian citizen, right? Through the government?
Yes, I had. I did.
Did you study lots for that test?
Yeah, there is actually a podcast called Australia Immigration Citizenship Test, Our Common Bond. It's 4 episodes.
Oh, wow.
And, okay.
Yeah.
We've got a friend who's about to go through his citizenship test, so we might have to pass that on.
What we have for you is 3 questions that we think should have been included in the Australian citizenship. I've actually got some Australian bush background music to make you feel more at home, because you are an Australian now.
But might jog your memory.
Might jog your memory. Yeah. So, Jess, take it away with Ivan Aristogeta.
Okay, question 1. What hardware store would I find the Australian delicacy of a barbecue sausage on a slice of white bread with onions and sauce?
Of course. Bunnings, where?
Oh, you even know the song. What was your first thoughts of Bunnings when you came to Australia?
My first thought of amazing place, and then the sausage sizzle. It was a weird thing, because the smell. The very first time I smelled that, it wasn't. My reaction wasn't the same. It's not the same today. Today I love it, but back on my first days, that I smelled the sausage. It's like, oh my god, it smelled like. Like burned fat, like the riots back home in Venezuela.
Oh, God.
Well, Ivan,
oh my God.
I was curious.
And now I'm like, I love it. I'm just going to Bunnings, because I know you get one sausage sizzle before you go in, and then you get another one on the way out.
Yeah,
that's
so he isn't already an Australian citizen.
Absolutely. Can you name us 5 marsupials, if you know what a marsupial is?
Okay. We go koala. We go possum. Right?
Yeah.
We got kangaroos. That's 3. Wombat.
Yes.
Yes.
We have one more. Wallaby.
Yes.
You are fading from True Blue. Okay.
All right. Final question. And this one's a little bit of a contentious one, Ivan.
This is tricky.
Many different answers to this, but what is the unofficial national anthem of Australia?
The Waltzing Matilda.
You know what? We'll take it. That. It was one of five different options. The Veronica's Untouched, Land Down Under by Men at Work, and You're the Voice by John Farnham. And, of course, Strawberry Kisses by Nikki Webster.
Of course. We would have accepted any of those answers.
Honestly, you're probably more Australian than most of us, Ivan. We really appreciate you coming on the show. Your show in Geelong is going to be at the Potato Shed on Friday the 20th of October. You can buy your tickets online now at geelongaustralia.com.au.
Thank you so much, guys. Can I ask you a question?
Go for now, it.
To see how Australians you are.
Oh, are you here testing our Australian?
Oh, okay.
Without Googling anything, tell me the name of Australia's, of the Governor General of Australia, the current Governor General of Australia.
The current Governor General. I've been to the Governor General's house out the front when I went on a tour in Canberra of all the embassies, because I know it's one of the most wealthiest states in the country.
What's the name of this guy?
I was going to say Julie Bishop. Not Julie Bishop.
No.
It's Peter something or Greg something. I don't know this.
Greg something.
No.
Okay. Now we're out of it, Ivan.
You failed. Both of you.
Kick us out of the country.
The name of the Governor General is David Hurley.
David Hurley.
I've literally never heard that name before.
Yeah. And most Australians wouldn't have. I think that's why the citizenship test is always funny. You come out more Australian than most of us, and knowing more about our country, Ivan.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, all last week I was doing and saying things that made me appear, I guess, to be wealthier than I am.
You're sounding so rich at the moment.
I know.
You said out loud.
I wish I was as rich as I sound.
Yeah, you were talking to your fiancé about your honeymoon in the middle of next year after you get married, and you said you caught yourself saying out loud, I just want to be in Italy for my birthday. I don't think I'm asking for too much.
And to which my fiancé responded, do you want to be on a yacht as well? Because what do you think this is?
I mean, like, I know this is a very heavy non-visual medium, but you are wearing a gold chain with like a brand new, very nice shirt
today. It is a shirt dress and it was $20. So
$2,000? Oh my God. Very la-di-da.
Today I made another purchase though, and I casually mentioned it to you in the office, to which you yelled at me.
I just think where's this money coming from? I thought we were on the same contract.
We are.
We negotiate the exact same wage. I cannot keep up with what you're spending on right now.
Yeah.
What have you bought?
There's some good sales going on at the moment.
Right.
And I got myself a pair of earrings.
Are these earrings for the wedding?
They're not for the wedding, but they sort of are.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Like, I'll wear them before and after my wedding.
So my fiance's family, when I first met them, bought me this beautiful pair of gold earrings, right? It's like a Hindu tradition, like Indians, they love the gold, right? So they were...
What a sentence to say out loud on the show.
This is what I was told, Tim.
I don't know if you can say that. Oh, wow. Okay, yep, keep going.
It was a very much a respectful thing. They were like, hey, welcome to the family. Here's some gold.
Right.
We've bought you these earrings. Beautiful, right?
Yep.
Within 3 months, I'd broken the earrings.
Oh, you broke the earrings?
I broke the earrings.
Right, okay.
The clasp on them was very fragile, and I was trying to be respectful and wear them a lot, but every time I'd take them off, it was weakening the clasp. And anyway, one of the clasps broke. I then misplaced the earrings.
So you broke and lost them?
This is 3 years ago.
Did you tell your future mother and father-in-law that any of this had happened?
No.
But when you've seen them many times.
So every time we go visit, I feel really uncomfortable because I'm like, I don't have the bloody earrings that they bought me.
Okay.
Because, and I should be wearing them because, again, it was a very nice gesture on their behalf.
Lovely gift.
And I loved the earrings. It's not that I don't like them. That I haven't worn them for 3 years, they're going to think that I didn't like those earrings.
I understand what you're saying because my mother-in-law got me a nice shirt.
Yes.
Many Christmases ago, and I wear it every Christmas. And
you have
Marianne's
to.
Like, oh, there's that shirt. And I go, there it is. And that's the only day I wear it.
So I tried to find these earrings, haven't been able to find them since we moved house. Mm-hmm. And that was in February. And then I just happened to be looking at this jewelry store online because they were having a big sale, like a 50% off sale. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure this is where they got the earrings from.
Okay.
Because I remember the box that the earrings came in.
Like a gift receipt, or it had the name of the
brand. It had the name of the brand on the box. And so I managed to find the exact same earrings.
Okay.
They are now half price.
Okay. So you know how expensive they are. They were at least
obscenely expensive.
I imagine they probably got them at a better price. I imagine they're more expensive now. Everything's more expensive now, right?
Well, they were more expensive, but now they're half price because of this big sale. And I went, here's my chance. I'm not going to find these other earrings. And even if I do, they're broken.
Their one's broken, yeah.
So I'm going to have to fork out money here.
How much money are you paying to keep the secret and maintain the lie?
I paid $230.
You keep saying you don't have a lot of money.
It was worth it. It was worth it to keep the family peace.
Right.
Because next time I go visit in Brisbane,
you'll be very ear heavy.
Oh my God, my hair is going to be slicked back into a ponytail, and I'm going to have just these earrings on all day,
no clothes,
every day.
Just earrings.
I'm going to wear them to death.
Now, I unfortunately have a trump card that I'm the MC for your wedding.
Yes.
I still haven't figured out what I'm going to say on the day. Could this come
in? Do not mention the earrings.
Could these earrings come into play?
Honestly, I'm probably going to have to wear these earrings to the wedding now because I can't afford to buy other earrings.
I know you got them for half price, but for an additional $230, you can buy my silence on the matter as well. Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.